We just wanted to talk about the parenting rights in a bit more detail because, as said, a lot of parents, unfortunately, are at home being good parents and putting their children to bed early. But we just wanted to explain the parenting rights and why they're so important. And the rights are so important because for a same-sex couple to actually have a child in South Australia, because they're not entitled to access ART, they're having to, and some people in our campaign have had to travel interstate every month, which is a huge toll on their life as a couple, work, take time off from work, petrol, accommodation, and every month, and it could take 2 to 3 years, you know, or longer to become pregnant. So that's a very heavy toll on a couple to have to actually go interstate to, one, to get pregnant to start with. And then when the child's born, like, so as an example, when their child's born in South Australia, it will only have his name on the birth certificate and not his name. So they're leaving not only themselves vulnerable as a couple, but also their loving child. As you know, the Family Law Act, everything's in the best interest of the child. Well, it's not in the best interest of the child for a child that has two parents to only have one parent legally recognised. So we need both parents to be recognised so that the child, I mean, how awful for to see that birth certificate and only have one name on that birth certificate, and for that child, you know, that child's not born into a single, like, to a single mother, it's born into a loving couple. So we need to fight to get presumption of parentage, which heterosexual couples do have. So the arguments that they use against us about biological link is not correct, because a heterosexual couple that are unable to have a child, the husband, the male partner, will get presumption of parentage even though there's no biological link with that child. So the argument of having that biological link is just not, you know, acceptable, because if you can do it for heterosexual couples and actually respect that relationship, then that same thing has to go with same-sex couples. And so it just leaves the couple very vulnerable with the child. They need to have both parents recognised, and to be able to adopt that child, to actually have both parents on that birth certificate and actually have rights, as Lynn and Nikki said, to be able to take the child to school, to make decisions medically if something comes up. So we need to realise that same-sex couples are having children, and realising that if you don't access ART, then you're leaving open situations with donor insemination that you may find a sperm donor yourself. It suddenly leaves out the argument of, does a sperm donor have rights? And the sperm donor is simply that, a donor. The sperm donor is not a father. So you're leaving it wide open about who the child's parents are, who's going to pay maintenance, who's going to have contact with the child if the couple would, like, separate. So we need to protect these family units. We are creating these family units. The law just hasn't caught up with our relationship. So we need that recognition. Thank you.